The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for tuning in, being locked in all over North America. I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. Where have you been? I've been here for 1 hour already. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM and channel 375, if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we got the font finale tomorrow. Canada, USA. Four Nations, NHL. That's tomorrow. The NBA is back tonight. We got Luka Doncic playing his third game for the Los Angeles Lakers at home against the Hornets. We talked about that. We talked about Ja Morant. There was a rumor that Memphis might move him in the summer, like Doncic. GM is like, no, we're not doing that. We talked about Ja'Marr Chase and his contract, expected to ask for $40 million. He'd be the first $40 million wide receiver in the NFL. Deebo Samuel is still looking for a new team. And we have so much more to do as the show continues on. How about this? In 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a chat with a New England Patriot. Joe Cardona is going to join us. Not only is he a New England Patriot, this man played for Navy. Yeah, he's played Navy football. He's a Super Bowl champion 2 times. He's also in the U.S. Naval Reserve. You heard me correctly. This guy is serving our country, and he's also playing for the New England Patriots. We'll have that conversation with Joe Cardona in about 20 minutes. In an hour from now, because it is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And today, with all the talk of international players and face of the league and all of these things, I'm going to give you a top six list of some of the best international players that we've ever seen play in North America. I mean, who has come over to the big four leagues and has made some noise? Yeah, everybody in Canada, United States of America, we operate as one tonight. Not separating anybody. Shout out to people listening in Canada. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down for Ryan Hickey, Chris Persianen. Thank you so much for holding it down. There we go. Price is Right. Dang. Right before we went to break, we talked money. Told you about Deebo Samuel looking for a new deal. George Kittle not mad at him. He's looking for money. We talked about Ja'Marr Chase looking for a new contract. Wants to be the highest paid wide receiver in the game. Well, he just had one season that should get him paid. Well, how about this? Earlier today on Good Morning America, speaking of getting paid, we found some idiots. That's what they're criminals. So you might call a criminal an idiot unless you don't get caught. I think most criminals do get caught. I'm not going to congratulate a criminal for not getting caught if you're listening to me. That's not what I'm going to do. Being a criminal is bad. But having said that, earlier today on Good Morning America, we've all heard about Patrick Mahomes getting robbed, Travis Kelce getting robbed. Man, they even robbed Bobby Portis. Not as famous, but Bobby Portis, who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, he got robbed. You'll actually hear his voice in this clip. The United States government has apprehended 7 of these crooks. This is kind of crazy. Hey, listen to this. Janae Norman, doesn't matter who her name is, GMA.
Federal prosecutors in Tampa say that these 7 people are members of a South American theft group now charged with transporting stolen property from, as you said, the homes of star athletes like Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and other stars like Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow.
This morning, this is the picture prosecutors say shows at least 3 of the 7 alleged members of a South American crime ring posing with a safe and jewelry shortly after the November robbery at Milwaukee Bucks player Bobby Portis's home.
And they took most of my prized possessions.
Prosecutors have now charged these men as part of an alleged criminal enterprise accused of transporting stolen goods from the homes of high-profile athletes, including Kansas City Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow.
Oh, my God. There used to be television shows about this. And they, not a brand new concept. Chris, you know the show. What is Kids Say the Darndest Things? You've seen that before, right?
Yes, sir. I've been told I'm one of the kids saying the darndest things.
Okay. Well, have you been? Were you caught on VHS? Did you make it to TV?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, there's one thing that we do know. You can make a television show about anything. We have entire stations and streaming channels that are dedicated to crime. If you're going to steal from Joe Burrow, these guys were taking pictures of the stuff that they stole. Like, these guys are stealing jewelry. They're taking giant pendants that are diamond encrusted with the number 9, and it might as well say Joe Burrow number 9, big old chains. They took this guy's jewelry. These guys are posing with photos of it. I'm like, how much more evidence do you need? And now they're standing up in front of a courthouse, in front of a judge. These guys came over from Chile. And I don't know. Maybe they thought they were Teflon. Maybe they thought that they were not going to get caught. And now you steal these items and then you try to resell them? Like, who's walking? The jeweler's going to go, Joe Burrow number 9. Where did you get this from? You made this? You want me to resell it? Okay, fine. I'll resell it. I won't ask any questions before I melt it down. I'll just sell it as is. Oh, this says Bobby Portis. This is a $30 million chain. Yeah, I'll just sell it as is. I thought some criminals were smart. These guys stole all of these goods from all of these athletes with all this security and all this money to protect themselves. And they get to stealing. And the next thing you know, they're under arrest. And some of these criminals really are stupid. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Before we get to our guest in about 15 minutes, Joe Cardona is going to join us. Long snapper, Super Bowl champion with the Patriots. Of course, if we're going to talk to any long snapper, it has to be the Patriots long snapper. He has to be a champion. But then he's also a real Patriot because he's in the U.S. Naval Reserve. So we'll have that conversation in a bit. But before I get there, I want to bring this up because it was brought up again last hour in the show. It was brought up yesterday during the show. I talked about it online after the show. And it's this entire idea about who the hell is the face of the league. And it is such a let me figure out something to talk about conversation. I'm just like, oh, my God, here we go again. And I argued yesterday on the air and online against Stephen A. Smith saying that someone not American can't be the face of the NBA. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. You know, I brought up easy. Shohei Ohtani. This is the face of Major League Baseball. The last time I looked, he's from Japan. You know, one of my favorite baseball players that I've ever seen in my life also happens to be from Japan. And I don't give a damn where he was from. He was exciting. That's just what it is. It was Ichiro Suzuki. And throughout the weekend, because this is the theme, because media comes from all over the world and covered the NBA All-Star, thank God that the NBA All-Star is done. The regular season starts again tonight. Anthony Edwards was one of the active players who was asked about being the face of the league. We see how exciting Anthony Edwards is. This man is averaging 28 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. He's shooting 41% from three. He's taking a crap ton of threes, almost 9 of them a night, so he's actually knocking them down. He is only 23 years old. He is 2 years older than Victor Wembanyama. Anthony Edwards is from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. He played locally and down the road in Athens for the Georgia Bulldogs, and we saw what he did last season for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Man, they were lighting it up. This man took his game to another level. Didn't make it to the finals, but he played his ass off. Destroyed his idol and Kevin Durant. went to the Olympics, won a gold medal. Anthony Edwards is on the up and up. But does he want to be the face of the league? The answer is no. And I think Anthony Edwards might be a little too raw. He might be a little too rough around the edges to actually be that. But he is himself. And it seems that people are criticizing him for it. And I just go, you got to let the guy grow. Listen to this question. Listen to the answer. Anthony Edwards was asked about representing the league. And he's just like, that don't got nothing to do with me. We got Wembanyama right over there. You can't miss him. He's 8 feet tall.
Yeah, he did everything he said he was going to do. I love it. I'm a big fan of Wimby's. I love the fact that he's trying to bring the excitement back, you know. And he's the face of the league, so if he do it, you know, we ain't got no choice but to follow him, you know.
Yeah, he's talking about playing hard. Like Victor Wembanyama is the face of the league. Anthony Edwards wants to be his own guy. He don't want to be a face of the league. And then he had another guy who stood right next to him and said, everybody says you remind him of Michael Jordan. And Anthony Edwards is like, man, I love Michael, but I just want to be me.
No moves, man. Shout out to MJ. He the GOAT. I wish y'all stopped comparing me to him.
Yeah, he wants to be himself. And in this, speaking of another guy from Chicago, President Barack Obama. You know, when one of our callers mentioned the new documentary highlighting Team USA basketball from this past summer, there was a clip that went viral of Anthony Edwards talking to Barack Obama. And he's standing there with Joel Embiid, and then Obama calls Kevin Durant and LeBron James over because Anthony Edwards, the president, is just joking with him. He's just like, oh, this guy's pretty good, right? He's like, man, I'm better than good. Like, I'm the guy. Barack Obama's just like, okay, I get it. And some people found this conversation from Anthony Edwards, some people found it to be a little too much for a president. Listen to this.
He can hoop a little bit, huh?
Just a little bit, huh?
Y'all better stand down. I'm the truth.
He's saying the truth. He's saying the truth. Yeah?
D-boy, no.
LeBron.
Awesome. Come on,
man. Are y'all talking to this young man? Because he just keeps on. Right now, he just said he's the truth and all that. And
the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the
that's
truth.
That's what he said.
You asked him. You tell him the whole context of the situation, though. Asked him what he think about this young man, and he said, I'm okay. I said, I'm the truth. He tripping. That's what happened.
Nothing wrong with that.
Say
nothing wrong with that.
We got to have that.
Yeah, that man the truth.
Gotta have a little swag like that. He ain't lying.
Yeah, and some people found that to be a little too raw in talking to the president. He's a basketball player. What the hell do you want from him? He's just like, I'm the truth. I'm the guy. It's like, what is he supposed to do? Talk to Barack Obama and go, hey, I'm pretty good. I'm trying my best. Like, it's no big deal. This is what I appreciate about Anthony Edwards. He's just being himself. Whether or not he's talking to a member of the media, whether he's talking to a former president of the United States of America, he's being him. Now, there's still some things that he can iron out. Seems like once a week, Anthony Edwards is being accused of fathering another child. That's his business, not mine. But it pops up in the news. Not the best image. You think about Anthony Edwards, still even on the basketball court, it seems like every other week, Anthony Edwards is being fined for his language on the court or in the locker room or even further towards the officials. This man is throwing up middle fingers at the refs. He's telling refs that they stink. He's telling fans that they're bad. I mean, Anthony Edwards at this point, just this season alone, has racked up approximately $300,000 in fines. Now, I know the man is in the midst of a five-year, $244 million extension. You can look at a good majority of that being taxed, but this man is still walking away with tons of money. You think about his Adidas contract. He's earmarked for hundreds of millions of dollars over the next several years, but who the hell wants to just hand out $300K because you're flipping the bird to the refs? And a lot of this he can control. I mean, just a couple of months ago, you know, after a game went to overtime, he pretty much explained why he knocked down the shot. He's like, man, it was just full of profanity. And this was on live television. Listen to this.
Big, small pick and roll. Once he picked it up, I mean, who else? I got to go get it. And Kill found me. He cut me off. I'm like, I'm going for the win. Like Give It Arena said, I don't do overtime, so
yeah, he's getting fined $50,000 for flipping off referees. And man, there was one point in time he criticized the officials on Bally Sports and Anthony Edwards. He's like, you know what? I will pay the fine. I'm going to say what the hell I want to say. Listen to this.
I don't know. And I'm going to take the fine because the refs did not give us no calls tonight. We had to play through every bump, every grab. I don't know how we won tonight. Big shout out to my team. Big shout out to my coaches for sure.
Yeah, he'll take the fine. $300,000. Anthony Edwards, he's also said that he needs to do better. He's admitted that, you know what, hey, that there are families that are coming, their kids and seeing me, and I need to do better. He's 23. I get it, fine. But there's a point in time where you need to do better. I mean, if Anthony Edwards isn't improving over the next several seasons, improve faster than this. At what point do we need to accept him for just who he is? I mean, $300,000 in fines? Oh, yeah, by the way, he's also been fined for saying some pretty nasty things. He was fined for saying something homophobic away from the basketball court. He doesn't have the most sterling reputation for a guy who is only 23 years old, but is definitely one of the best talents in the NBA. And so as everybody talks about the face of the NBA and who it is, let Anthony Edwards just be himself. Rasheed Wallace was one of my favorite players to watch. I couldn't understand why this guy couldn't just calm the hell down and leave the refs alone. But he wanted to scream. He wanted to curse. He wanted to get texts. He wanted to be told that the ball was in line. He told that to everybody. Got ejected all the time. Draymond Green can't shut up to save his life. Sometimes who you are is just who you are. And instead of having expectations about Anthony Edwards, all I want to see is can you just chill on the language a little bit? Maybe that'll come in time. Maybe it'll come with age. Maybe it will come with bigger fines. Some people, they learn. Some people don't. But face of the NBA, just stop that for Anthony Edwards. Let him just be him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. I don't know. Maybe Anthony Edwards is playing anti-hero. You know, every now and then, you got to have a bad boy, right? I mean, Allen Iverson was lambasted his entire career. How he behaved, what he did, how he dressed, what have you. And said whatever was on his mind. Everybody remembers practice. Maybe Anthony Edwards is just going to be the bad guy. And that's fine with me. But still, please, clean up the language. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you know, forget that. Let's talk to an actual hero. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have a conversation with someone who has won two Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, someone who played for Navy and their football program. This person is also still a member of the U.S. Naval Reserves. That's right. This man is in the military and he is playing for the Patriots. We're going to have a conversation with Joe Cardona on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This is an interesting time of the sports calendar. We're waiting on the NFL Combine. We got the NBA season starting up. We just saw the Super Bowl. But right now, we got to take some time to talk to someone who is very special. This man plays in the NFL. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. But more importantly, he helps protect all of us all over the country. He's a part of the U.S. Navy. He's a lieutenant in the reserves. He went to the U.S. Naval Academy where he balled out. He's a New England Patriot. It's Joe Cardona. Joe, how are you, man?
I'm good, JR. Appreciate you having me.
No doubt. And well, first, besides all that Patriot stuff, thank you for everything that you do to help protect the country. Thank you for doing your part, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. It's an honor to be, you know, a service member is an honor to wear the uniform. It really hits home, you know, when we're out there playing and we get to kind of see what it means to secure, you know, that right for us to go out there and do that and the privilege it is.
Well, before we talk about what you do with the Patriots, what you do in the offseason, you're used to participating in Super Bowls with the Patriots. You only like the fourth long snapper ever selected that was been drafted. Do you watch the Super Bowl? Are you tied into the playoffs when you're not participating? The Patriots are rebuilding, we notice.
Yeah, no, it's tough. You know, those are games that when I first came in the league, it was routine to be a part of. And that's such a, and I understand now the privilege and honor it is to have that, to get to play in those games. I definitely miss them, but I can't leave football too far behind if it's going on. So I try not to stay too invested, but I do enjoy watching the games. I enjoy the amount of pressure that those games bring, you know, and I think that's what I miss most is that pressure packed environment, you know, and those are things that kind of go unknown to the general public. But when you're a player in it, it's a different level.
Joe Cardona is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, playing for the Patriots. Like you said, used to being in a Super Bowl. Were you surprised at what took place this past week or last week with the Kansas City Chiefs?
You know, I don't think anybody, it's hard to say you're surprised with one performance or the other, but I think what really shocked everyone was just how prepared Philadelphia came into that game for the emotional aspect of the game. And it, you know, they played in it a few years earlier, obviously lost, but they seemed to take the lessons from that game and implement them. And they were prepared for every moment. You know, they had their players that weren't a part of the last Super Bowl ready, you know, from the opening kickoff. And it was very impressive to watch, you know, the game they put together and, you know, offensively and defensively. So I think that was the biggest surprise, was just how prepared the Eagles were.
Well, Joe, when you're not a captain for the New England Patriots, you have another job, as I mentioned, a lieutenant for the Naval Reserve. What does that job look like? What does a typical offseason look like for you?
Yeah, so for me, offseason is time to get to work in the other job. You know, I've been an officer in the United States Navy for 10 years, just as I've been, just as long as I've been playing professional football. So as I kind of get my footing in professional football and I climb up the ranks and, you know, I'm doing the same on the Navy side. Now, for me, I've had the privilege of being a member of Maritime Security Squadron, Maritime Expeditionary Security Squadron 8. That's my unit. And we're based out of Newport, Rhode Island. You know, we have detachments all across the Eastern Seaboard, and I'm in charge of logistics for the whole squadron. So it's been a really cool experience. You get to see a totally different side of the world, different problems, different issues than we're used to looking at in a football locker room. So for me, it's a little bit of a nice respite outside of the game.
Joe Cardona is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. How have you measured that balance? Because you participated in football at the Naval Academy. You got drafted to the New England Patriots. That's a real balance to have two jobs. Most athletes are just doing one.
Sure. No, I think my training at the Naval Academy really prepared me for the challenges that I faced early in my career. Early in my career, I was on active duty. I was doing both jobs. You know, the Navy essentially said, you're here throughout the week, and then on weekends we don't care what you do. You know, and for me it was like, Roger that. I understand what you're saying. So, you know, that was a grind. That was a different level. You know, that first year of my career, you know, we made it all the way to an AC championship game, and then I rolled straight down into some follow-on training for job specific stuff the next week. So that was my experience early in my career, and then now, as we progress, I'm reservist, just like, you know, so many others out there. You know, so many people, you know, share that same title. You know, a lot of moms, a lot of dads out there that are reservists that show up on weekends, you know, put on the uniform and then have to go straight to work that next week. So, you know, I think for me, it's awesome because both jobs get to keep me in shape. Both jobs keep me super humble. Like, there's no doubt, like you go out on the field not prepared, you're going to get humbled. And then the same deal, if you're not prepared for what you need to do on the military side, there are much bigger consequences. So my take on it is that I have the two greatest jobs in the world, and you know, it's a different challenge set. It's a different set of problems that we look at, but you know, there's a lot of similarities.
Well, Joe, we know that Bill Belichick is one of the greatest NFL coaches, one of the greatest coaches ever. He's always talked about his affinity, familial, of course, with the Navy and the armed forces. We know he's down in North Carolina. What was that experience like, knowing that you had a guy who has openly expressed his love for our armed forces?
Yeah, no, the organization as a whole, you know, really, really were super supportive. And I'd say Bill, you know, was a major part of that. From the moment I stepped in that building, you know, there was an expectation that, you know, performance was first. And that never left, but there was certainly a, you know, a degree of reverence for, you know, our service members, and an understanding that what I had to do outside of football was also important. And I would say that's not always the case. So for me, I'm, you know, I had some pretty special moments. You know, when I got promoted to lieutenant, I was in front of the Patriots. I was in front of the team. You know, I had numerous opportunities to speak to the team about different things going on. Whether that just be, you know, about veterans, about different challenges they're facing, or you know, about, hey, what's going on in the world. You know, that when major events would happen. And, you know, it's a good opportunity for us to zoom out and say, hey, we're out here playing a game. It's important, but let's keep in mind that there's a whole other world out there with a lot bigger issues going on. So Coach Belichick always, you know, was sure to have me, on my toes on and off the field. So I was always prepared for those moments to step in front of the team.
New England Patriot Joe Cardona is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We know you have a new coach that's coming in Mike Vrabel, was certainly had a lot of success out in Tennessee and is now back with the New England Patriots. What have you seen so far that encourages you that things are going to turn around?
Yeah, I think, you know, knowing the obvious resume, the respect that, you know, I had when we played his teams in Tennessee, how tough they were, you know, from top to bottom of the roster. That's something we see on special teams, as you see kind of a broad array of the roster. You see superstars out there. You see, you know, practice squad elevations out there. And every single one of those guys we played with the Titans was tough. So for me, I'm looking forward to proving myself to Coach Vrabel and proving that I still have a place in this league, proving that I'm a tough player. And, you know, I think the one thing, you know, we share that common bond of having played for the Patriots, having had success. And I think there's a real motivation and an understanding that, you know, football there in Foxborough, it's supposed to mean something. And, you know, I think we have a motivation to get that back.
Now, Joe, you talk about still proving yourself. You've been in the NFL for the better part of now a decade. You certainly are doing your part outside of the organization. We know the NFL draft is about a week away. What are your thoughts on all the young men that are preparing for that, getting ready to move on from the college space into the NFL? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a super interesting time. You know, and it, 10 years ago when I was getting drafted into the NFL, it was a similar daunting task. You're still interviewing, you're still doing, you know, what will be, you know, the most important, most intense transition of your life, leaving college football, where you're a student athlete, where you're, you know, you're making sure that there's a lot going on in your life to transitioning into it being a professional environment. And I think that's one thing that I look forward to interacting with these young men that come in this building. And, you know, there just needs to be an understanding that, hey, this is work now. You know, there's no more scholarships. There's no more transfer portal. This is the National Football League. You either make the plays, or, you know, this job doesn't last long. So for me, I just want to, you know, encourage them to enjoy this process, enjoy the combine. I enjoyed the combine. For me, the combine was a week off of, being a midshipman at the Naval Academy. And we had to wake up early at the combine and go work out and interview. And I was like, this is great. All I got to do is work out and not have to worry about my electrical engineering grade. This is awesome. you know, for me personally, I enjoyed the process. It's a long process. It's stressful. But then, you know, it culminated with me getting drafted to the New England Patriots right after they had won a Super Bowl. And there was a stark reality once I entered that building that they did not need me, but I needed to find a way to prove to them that I belonged. So it's a special thing.
Man, U.S. Naval Reserves, New England Patriots, you're doing real double duty. It doesn't sound like you get a day off, Joe.
Yeah, no, trying to enjoy a little bit of the offseason now. But, you know, it's a pleasure to get to work. And it's a, you know, like I said, it's just about keeping an opportunity to prove myself.
We know everybody listening, they can go to Navy.com to find out more information if they want to get involved. What words do you have for anyone who might be interested in joining?
Yeah, no, I think for those that are interested in joining the Navy or joining the armed forces in general, but when you talk about specifically the opportunities that the Navy's afforded me, you know, it encourages excellence. It's an organization that when you step into its ranks, you have the opportunity to succeed, and the opportunity to succeed at the highest level when it comes to the things that the Navy is going around the world and doing in support of our partners, in support of our allies. And when it comes down to it, the United States Navy is always an operational entity. So every time a ship leaves port, you know, it is securing the freedom for you know, the many, many millions of individuals that are here in the United States. So the opportunities are endless. You know, there's so many things that I believe with all with every fiber of my being about our military. You know, the benefits are great, but when it comes down to it, if you want to do something exciting and important, there's no better arena to step into.
Yeah, encourage everybody to check out Navy.com. Joe, before I let you get out of here, any advice on me joining the Patriots, or is that kind of a moot point? Not happening, right?
JR, I think the best thing you can do is try to learn the long snap if you're trying to join the Patriots. That guy there is pretty old. No, in all seriousness, just keep at it, man. You got a good gig going.
All right. Okay. All right. I don't want to take your job. Maybe you could take mine. Maybe we switch for a day. Let's go ask Coach Vrabel and see what he says. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, thank you, Joe, so much. Hey, where can people follow you and everything that you do, Joe?
I mean, at this point, turn the TV on Sundays. That's the only place I'm out there to prove myself. You know, that's where you can find me. You know, and I'm happily without social media.
Hey, you are living the life. Thank you so much to Joe Cardona, the service member in the U.S. Naval Reserve, as well as New England Patriots long snapper. I am not taking his job. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get all set and ready for the top six list. But before we do that, it is time for a news flash right now.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to New England Patriot, U.S. Naval Reservist, Joe Cardona for joining us in the last break. It's crazy. This man is playing NFL football.
in the summertime through a training. He's playing through the fall. He's playing at the beginning of basically winter. And then he's still serving the country. You know, big shout outs to him for coming through. And shout outs to everybody out there who is actively serving or who has served in the military as well. Thank you so much for your service. Certainly a big deal of what he's doing. You hear people and you hear their stories sometimes and you really realize that, you know, if you can get up and go do it, whatever it is for you, there aren't a lot of excuses. It's really simple. There are people who do and there are people who don't. And do as much as you can with your circumstances. Like, max out what you can do. Everything ain't for everybody. I think we all know that. Everybody is not going to be wealthy. Everybody is not going to be president of the United States. Everything ain't for everybody. But max out with what you have in front of you. Max out what you can do. And just listening to Joe and what he's been able to do with his life up until this point, it's just absolutely amazing. Thank you again to Joe Cardona for your service. And then also, yeah, I don't like the Patriots. I could give a damn about them New England Patriots. But playing in the NFL, and you don't play in the military. But serving in the military, man, shout outs to him. Again, thank you to all of our active service members and everybody who has served. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. At the top of the hour, we're going to get into something that we do every single Wednesday. That's a top six list with all of these conversations about international players and face of this and face of that, what an international player can't do. I'm going to share with you a top six list of some of the best international athletes that we have ever seen here in North America. I'm strictly talking about team sports. I could certainly go down a list of other sports and individual players. I'm talking about team sports. And so that list is coming your way at the top of the hour. Yeah, we've had plenty of athletes come over, whether it be baseball and hockey. You know, who's come outside of the United States and Canada and has done some damage? I'll share with you my list at the top of the hour. You know, I just made a point about being able to max out what you can do. And this is, I don't want to call it hilarious. It is hilarious. And it's going on in Boston. You know, since we talked about a New England Patriot, we might as well talk about New England. The Red Sox, for the past couple of days, they've been concerned and worried about what the hell they're going to do with their infield. We know that they just signed a gold glove third baseman in Alex Bregman. They're already paying Rafael Devers $300+ million to play third base. And then you have Casas at first base who has to go, well, if they move Devers to my spot, then I may not even be in the lineup. So everybody is kind of jockeying for their position. Rafael Devers says, I'm not moving anywhere. I'm a third baseman. And then Casas is just like, yeah, let Devers stay at third base. He's the best third baseman because he doesn't want his spot taken away. So what about the guy who just joined the team? What about Alex Bregman, the best third baseman defensively now on the team, who, by the way, is making now $40 million a year and has all of these opt-outs? It's pretty funny because the first time he spoke about this, before Devers even pitched a fit, Bregman said, I will play anywhere Alex Cora wants me to play. And then Alex Cora said, well, there's no guarantee where he plays. Pretty hilarious. Alex Bregman was just asked again about where he would play, and he's just like, man, I don't care, stop asking me.
No, I'm super excited to just be his teammate. He's a great player. I think everybody in this clubhouse is worried about winning, and whatever it takes to help the team win, that's all I'm focused on, and I'll play wherever AC tells me to play.
Yeah, everybody's concerned about it except for him. It's like, man, I'm going to get my numbers, and then I'm going to get right back to free agency. I don't care what Devers does. Devers is going to be here longer than me. Everybody's worrying about themselves, including him. He's just like, as long as I have the bat in my hand, and I can hit 30 home runs and drive in about 100 and go to free agency, I don't care where Rafael Devers goes. It's nice to see teams in New England have problems. I certainly know that Patriots are going to turn things around now with Vrabel and Drake May at quarterback. But the Red Sox, yeah, let Devers be mad. He'll be fine. He'll get over it. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are getting ready to take that break. And on the other side of the break, I just told you, it's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the best international athletes that we have ever seen here in North America. It's JR, the JR Sport Brief Show, time for a new top six list. So do yourself a favor and don't go anywhere. Who are some of the best players to step onto our borders? It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.